I'm ready to rock, and we're rolling, by the way, just so you know. In case you say something untoward.
Like fuck?
Very similar to fuck, yes, that would be accurate. So, Robert, good to see you.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Do I need to extend this a little?
You can, yeah, you're doing good. How's it
I like to sit
in
a leisurely way, so.
Yeah, you're leisurely.
Thank you.
You're leisurely. I love seeing you at shows.
Likewise.
Yeah, it's a treat. Yeah, you're a fine human being.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what's new?
We sold the company.
Hello.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
For real?
When did you do that?
3 weeks ago.
Well, you know, I'm a little behind on the news. 3 weeks ago, tell me the story.
So we started speaking with a company that's in the pipe industry about doing a licensure of our artwork for them for some tobacco. And then we just kept talking about various things. And then they ended up kind of inquiring if we'd be interested to sell. And I liked them very much. And so it was...
That's a trick because you don't like a lot of people.
No. But I like that they have like everything that we don't.
Yeah.
And then I have equity in the company. So I'm staying on. And I think it's going to simplify. It's kind of like new partners, I guess.
But that's a good idea because you are the face of, well, obviously Caldwell Cigars. You're Caldwell. But you've done such a personal job of reaching people and introducing them to all these tastes, all these flavors that you've brought to the marketplace. It's really cool. You've done a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what's new.
You sold the company.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You didn't notice my booth was not as dirty as usual?
No, I noticed that you didn't have like two milk crates and a 2x10.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were actually in a booth.
Yeah.
And those are the folks.
So they had like four booths for themselves, and then they added two more, and then those became our...
Just for old time's sake, do you still sit on the floor once in a while to stay connected to your roots?
I would have, but they rented us furniture.
Padded carpeting?
No.
Okay.
They're still intelligent.
No, that's good. It's good to have
the padding,
some frugality.
The padding, you know, we did that our first year. It was like $1,100 for a tiny booth. And the next year, we just bought everybody like brand new New Balances. And
that became,
And then it switched to
on. This is a great little caveat into your personality. The first year, we paid $1,100 for the booth. The next year, we bought everybody tennis shoes.
Yes. And it was like... $600.
I love that. You saved
a lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of money. I'm super happy for you. How's your beautiful bride?
Thank you. She's good.
Yeah.
She's in Madrid. I'll see her in 2 weeks.
You're headed there?
Yeah, I go back to Miami. Then I go to... So this week, I go back to Miami tomorrow. The next day, I go to Texas for an event. Then I go back to Miami the next day. And then I go to Dominican Republic for a few days. And then from there to Spain.
This is lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
I haven't got it lit properly, but it's lovely. It's got a nice start to it. Tell me about the cigar I'm smoking.
So that's the prototype of the Long Live the Queen Maduro, which is probably going to sell very well because Queen's our top performing brand in the last year. Excuse me. So it has a Brazilian like hybrid Arapiraca wrapper, dark wrapper, Maduro, Sumatra binder, and then the fillers are all aged Dominican. It'll be a bit darker than that because that was the samples that we made for the show. We rolled them like 4 months ago. But then the finished production has one additional fermentation on the wrapper, which makes it darker, a little bit more rich, and a little bit creamier. So it'll look better and taste a little bit more smooth.
Now, in the new iteration of your company, do you get to keep your crew, the people that have been part of your...
So Juan, who was one of my business partners, came over as well. And then one of my sales guys, I only had two in-house sales guys, the rest were brokers. So one of them came, one of them didn't. And then the office guys were let go.
The next evolution of Caldwell Cigars. You're going to continue calling it Caldwell Cigars?
Yeah, I'm not sure what their grand plan is. I imagine they'll try to institutionalize the brand, which they should. Over the next years and make it maybe a little bit less Robert Caldwell centric, because I do think that there's a little bit of risk there. When it's my company and I run it and it's me all the time, I think that's very easy. But for another company to have ownership of that, if something were to happen to me and I could no longer do what I do, then I think you have a liability. So I think that for them it would make sense to institutionalize the brand a little bit and take it a little bit away from like Robert Caldwell.
We had a really interesting conversation with Lito Gomez, La Flor Dominicana, and his son, Tony. He sat in that chair, and it resonated with me. It actually reminded me of you, because I think you said something like this to me right after I met you, which was at this show years ago. He said, in the face of whatever adversity that comes up, I really only have one resort, and that is to look at myself and say, I need to work harder. Not jealous about somebody else's success, not blaming anybody else for circumstances, mm-hmm. conditions. We had this conversation, and you've been that way. That's been your ethic from the get-go. It's fantastic. And it's fun to see it, you know, it's almost a reverse reflection. He's been at it longer than you and has had a pretty storied career with La Flor Dominicana. But hard scrabble guy, started from scratch, you know, went out there and made it happen. Yep. It's the same thing that you did with this. And did you go out and learn all this stuff on your own?
Yep.
Self-taught, cigar, everything?
All of it. Business, everything. So no formal education in any of it.
Beautiful. What a great story.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've been a great friend to Bóveda.
Yeah. You guys as well to us.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I got deep into your line at Cigar Jones in Minnetonka.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of facings of Caldwell cigars, and started with the Blind Man's Bluff.
Yep.
Two of those, got into, you know, the American Standard, the Long Live the King, The King is Dead. I mean, how many different
brands do we have? I think like 9 or something. I'm not exactly sure.
Are they all made in the same place?
Majority of them are made at Tabacalera William Ventura. And then we have probably about 60% of our production's there. And then we have a couple other manufacturers that we work with. Sometimes regularly, sometimes for one-offs or limiteds, we'll do stuff with other factories. But most of it's William Ventura. And then we do some in Honduras, and then Nicaragua, we've worked with AJ Fernandez and also Oliva. But the mainstay is Ventura and DR.
This is going to be a hit. This is a lovely cigar.
Very good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you still hands-on with everything?
Yep.
Go to the factory, you see mm-hmm. the people, you spend time with the rollers, the whole deal?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really changes except stress levels and layers of responsibility.
So you're going to be more relaxed now?
Yeah. Which kind of is like hard to imagine because I'm a pretty laid back guy, but I do get stressed out, or I have in the past.
Well, you're an intense guy.
I'm intense.
In a polite way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good characterization.
But so now I have, you know, you go from being an owner operated business to a not, and then I can focus on what I do best and then not have the stress of somewhere in my head, did we ship this or when is this import coming? All that stuff's off my radar. I'm completely unaware of these things, which is very nice because they have a team that deals with import, a team that does marketing, these types of things. So it allows me to just focus on the big picture of, I think, what I enjoy, which is also what I do best.
So, okay, drill down a little bit on that before we wrap this up. I want to really sort of dwell on what it is you do best. What is your sweet spot?
Product development. So cigars, I make good cigars. I think a very good palate. If you like my cigars, at least you think I have a very good palate.
I think you have a very good palate.
Thank you. And then the packaging, so all the branding, these types of things.
So boxes, design rings, and design. The look and the feel and the...
And then the marketing I do very well.
What don't you do well? Do you do social posts? Is that part
my
of
my wife does that.
Okay.
I won't do it. I'm morally opposed to social media, so I have nothing to do with it. So my wife does all the social, which they're going to start doing that in-house now. I'm a bad manager, like a real bad manager. I don't know if I'm a great operator either.
Boy, this is really working out.
Yeah. I'm living what I hoped I would do when I was in my 20s.
How beautiful is that?
It's very weird because I actually said in my 20s, I want to be here, at this point in life, and I want to live between like my three favorite countries, which are Spain, Colombia, and Italy, and it's all falling into place.
Good. Did you have a good show?
I think so. I never pay attention, ever.
Well, because you're a shitty manager.
Yeah. But if we have a good show or a bad show, it doesn't matter. If you have a bad show, it means you sell more the next 3 months.
Right.
If you have a good show, it means you sell
just,
less the next 3 months.
Yeah, you just sold everything.
Yeah, you're just pulling forward sales. So the years that we had the best shows were either when we had hot new releases or when we were doing good deals. The years that we made the most money were our worst shows, where we had no discounts, or we had weaker sales, but then you sell more at full price 60 days later.
Yeah, your cigars are wearing well with people. Hey, that's our next guest.
What's up, bro?
Sorry. That's our next guest.
I didn't know if that
was
you.
Your seat weird.
I didn't know if it was you or Miguel.
No, your
mugs feel the same way.
How are we?
Sorry to
Here, you're up.
No,
we're done.